This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol.
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
Soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
For many years, doctors have received bonuses for adherence to the latest drug therapy protocol. Drugs that are known to be dangerous, such as statins and antidepressants. And now we know that insurance companies are paying doctors to fully vaccinate your children. This incentive program for vaccinating babies can be found in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Doctor Incentives booklet and specifies that every patient under the age of 2 that receives the currently prescribed 24 inoculations is worth a $400 payout to that doctor. For further motivation, they get paid by the 100 and they have to vaccinate a certain percentage of their total patients or they don't get anything. Blue Cross Blue Shield say that a doctor needs to vaccinate 63% of their patients in order to qualify. The average American pediatrician has about 1,500 patients and would have to have at least 945 of them fully vaccinated in order to get paid anything. At 40,000 for every 100, this works out to $360,000. This is why most pediatricians won't provide care for families who don't completely submit to the latest childhood vaccine protocol. We are talking over $250,000, which is more than the average pediatrician's yearly salary. Research shows that an unvaccinated child's risk of death increases by over 5,000% when they receive the current vaccine schedule. And doctors are now beginning to use virtual reality to help them administer these poisons to children who instinctively know better.
Tite da agulha? Tem uma agulhinha.
Tem, mas é pequenininha. Mãe tá aqui pra te ajudar.
Não quero, eu não quero.
Você gosta de super-herói?
Oi! Você voltou! Você voltou! Nossa, eu não posso acreditar! Ó, primeiro um pólen de gelo. É bem rapidinho. Vem cá, peraí. Pronto. Agora o fuso de fogo. Mas ó, vamos lá. Bem rapidinho. Peraí. Deixa eu pegar aqui. Vai, escudinho. Vai, escudinho. Funciona, funciona, funciona. Obrigada, obrigada.
Caramba, filho. O que você acha disso?
É a primeira vez que eu vejo em 15 anos da minha atuação profissional com vacinas que a realidade virtual pode transferir a dor em entretenimento.
Ele chorou em todas que ele tomou desde que ele nasceu. E dessa vez não. Até achei que ela ia dar um showzinho aqui hoje.
Porque quando eu era pequena tinha medo, mas agora tem mais nada.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached a critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, so I've got a correction to make here as we start the second hour ahead of Vivek Ramaswamy joining us here in about 15 minutes. I was going from memory because I've seen the numbers in Australia, the UK, Europe, Canada, and it's around 91% of the new hires since BlackRock, that controls the planet, launched its new rules 3 years ago that only brown people or black people would be hired from dishwashers up to CEOs. And then the crew's like, no, actually, we pulled it up from Bloomberg going after the national statistics here in the U.S. I'm sorry, I was wrong. And we'll put it on screen. 94% of new hires in the entire market in the U.S. The average is 91 in the West. So I was right about that. In the U.S., 94% of all hires at all levels was non-white. And it was directly because they were told by BlackRock, you will not get a good ESG UN score if you hire white people. I'm going to say that again. And then the airlines have said, we're not hiring new white pilots. So imagine the level of that discrimination. I mean, even if you're for this, who died and made BlackRock king? And do you think Larry Fink of BlackRock, with all the evil stuff he's funding, the eat the bugs, open borders, it's all, that combine. They're doing this to set the precedent for ESGs and the social credit score, where if you'll accept, hey, we're only going to hire brown people, well, you'll accept, hey, we're going to fire you because you're a Christian, or you went out and protested open borders. It's about punishing you. It's the next level of not just surveilling you and censoring you online, but censoring you in the real world and the social credit score, central bank digital currencies that are programmed to tell you where you can spend it and with who. And then once the president said, oh, it's to help the brown people, they just cut off the food in the third world for almost 3 years. We only had lockdowns for a year here in the West, some places a year and a half, like Australia. 3 years starving 80-plus million people to death, then organizing the survivors as refugees to come here to fully weigh us down and collapse us. No, they want to kill those people too. But they dangle free student loans and forgiveness of loans and reparations to control people and get them on board. So this is from Bloomberg. Bloomberg Business. Bloomberg.com. Look at this, and it's how proud they are at Bloomberg and BlackRock that in the United States, only 6% of new hires for the last few years were white people, 94% non-white. Now, if that isn't discrimination, I don't know what is. And they think people are so stupid they can only see this in the first order of magnitude. What about the second order, third order, fourth order? And in the future, you say, well, I'll just be a farmer and live out here on my own. Well, they're just not going to let you even operate or buy fertilizer. Because, again, you're not a black-owned business. This is cold-blooded. It's absolute discrimination, but it's what you would expect from the system. So here's Letitia James, when she was running for attorney general. talking about anybody in government that's white is the enemy, and we can't have that. And there she is with this ADL and the Islamists up there on the stand, up there on the stage, doing all this. Here it is.
Stands up to an administration which is too male, too pale, and too stale.
Oh, we know you won't be silent because you work for BlackRock because they want a black face like Obama on cutting off the resources of the third world. And they're about to kill and starve to death billions of people and then use the survivors to overwhelm the West. Well, you've got to have a black face on it. Meanwhile, it's trickled down to, I guess, a Hispanic and a black man, young men. Everybody knows about this case, but now we've had a response to it. Let's go ahead and roll the video. A few months ago, where they see the old white man and laugh, so they run him over and kill him on his bicycle because it's so much fun. And then now they're back in court yesterday, flipping off the family and celebrating and having a great time. Go ahead and just play both clips back to back.
All right, go. Tip him over there. Bitch!
Yeah. Premeditated murder. Kill that white devil.
Apart from each other in district court Tuesday to set a trial date, 18-year-old Jesus Ayala and 16-year-old Jameer Keys were seen giggling, conversing, covering their faces from media, and flipping off the Probst family.
How can you sit there after taking a man's life and act like such an entitled
It's a scene that made the family of retired police chief Andreas Probst livid, his daughter Taylor shocked by the callous conduct.
They really have no remorse that this is just a game to them.
Metro police say Ayala was the driver and Keys the passenger in an intentional hit and run that killed Probst on August 14th. Probst was cycling in a bike lane north on Tenaya Way near Centennial Parkway in the Northwest Valley when he was mowed down. Video from grand jury evidence released Monday shows Ayala joking around with an officer in the back of a police car following his arrest.
On the news last night, I once again saw a brand new piece of video that I've never seen before.
Ayala's public defender, David Westbrook, argued in court he saw the body cam footage on our channel for the first time.
I don't know if I need a press pass to get discovery, but I would certainly like to get some discovery in this case before the media gets it.
However, the evidence was not obtained through prosecutors, but through a public records request.
My understanding is that the grand jury said that the footage didn't pass.
Judge Jacqueline Bluth acknowledged media is allowed access to grand jury exhibits. Still, Westbrook told the judge he's concerned about finding fair jurors in the case because
well,
of the
hit
media.
Pause. Back it up to that judge. You can tell. And I've seen reports like 40% of Congress is on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, and something like 30% are on Adderall. Look at that judge's eyes. I mean, these people are all whacked out of their gourds. Oh, but don't worry, she has a pink gavel. I mean, look at these people. Our country's poisoned. We're the most drugged-out country in the world. And these young punks are so stupid, they don't know they can get the death penalty, and they're laughing and giggling and think it's funny. They're called psychotics, not just sociopaths. And again, we've got competent women and competent people of brown skin to be judges. Are pilots. But what they're doing is they're going out and getting political operatives that will do anything. Look how much the public defender loves this guy. It's so funny. And tries to blame the prosecutors who didn't go out and get the video, didn't go check another squad car video, because the case just started, and he acts like, oh, you're holding back evidence from me that my client was celebrating in a police car that they just killed a white devil. Because they believe they've been given carte blanche, green light, to go out and carry out open season on people. If they're white. I mean, you mean to play about an hour of knockout game footage? I can. People dying, people getting pushed in front of trains, and the media covers it up. In this case, it came out. All right, Vivek Ramaswamy set to join us to cover the waterfront and so much more today. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, and Band.Video are the coordinates of liberty. This is all funded by George Soros and the CIA. Every bit of this, Letitia James, all of it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline Airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Candidate, hands down, in the Republican field, and the only little person out there in the Republican field that I think that would make as good a president as President Trump, and that's Vivek Ramaswamy, so he doesn't need really any introduction. Vivek Ramaswamy on Twitter, Vivek2024.com. We've got him till about 45, 50 after or so. Vivek, great being on your show. Wow, huge reach. It's really gone viral. People really appreciate that. Thanks for letting me have an uncensored voice. But let's talk about the world today and why you're so popular, because you're one of the only informed candidates that actually has solutions and that resonates with the populist awakening. I know you don't like terms or labels. I don't either, but people still need labels. How would you describe yourself? And then let's cover whatever subject you want to hit first. I've got a big list of questions here. Super PAC cancer on American politics, avoiding World War III, Ukraine war corruption, Nikki Haley corruption, shutting down deep state, and how to actually do it. Vivek Ramaswamy, thanks for the time.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you again, Alex. And I would describe myself, you're right, I'm not a big, I don't think these labels are particularly useful, because once you use it, it then gets diluted and means something else. But if I had to pick, I'm an American nationalist. I don't think that the nationalist label has to be a negative word. I think America is founded on bold revolutionary ideals that date back to 1776 that unite people across their differences in this country, across our genetics, were brought together by a common set of ideals. And my belief is that I am a citizen of this nation, not some nebulous, vague global citizen fighting climate change somewhere. No, I'm a citizen of this nation, the United States of America, and that as your next president, that's what I'm running for, my moral obligation is to the citizens of this country, period, not to anybody else. And I think that's a clear vision of how the U.S. president should operate. That's part of the reason I'm running for U.S. president, is I think we have lost that sense in our country. We ought to revive it, but that's the label I would use, and I'm using the Republican Party as a vehicle to advance a pro-American agenda. I'm not a partisan hack, but I do think that I care about this country. I'm an unapologetic nationalist and will not apologize for the ideals this nation was founded on. And yes, we have a two-party system, and I'm using the better of the two to advance my agenda.
Well, you got the floor here, because they fight really to censor you. When you surge to number two and we're climbing, the entire corporate system turned against you. Some of the Republicans turned against you because, as you said, they're just reading off the script given to them by their donors. It's so refreshing because everything you say is not from the donor class. It's from true Americana.
And, you know, there's something interesting I've learned, maybe to lift the curtain on this a little bit, Alex, is my first book was a book called Woke Inc., right? I wrote it in the aftermath of the George Floyd death and the BLM protests. This back when I was a CEO of a, you know, multi-billion dollar company I'd built from scratch, comfortable job. There's backlash because I don't back BLM or because I refuse to make a corporate statement. I had to step down from my job as a CEO, and then I wrote this book, Woke Inc., to lay out the infiltration of corporate America, and I laid that out. So I was talking about woke culture. I've been probably at the leading edge of talking about the transgenderism epidemic in the country, climatism as a cult. And what's interesting to me is, in the Republican Party, those messages all land pretty well, actually. They're controversial in some circles with the left, but I've been embraced by many on the right over the last several years through the multiple books that I've written about wokeness, about victimhood culture and everything else. And at that time, Alex, I thought I was hitting the third rail, right? This was the topics that in the world that I was in corporate America and in, you know, elite America that I, you know, wasn't born into it, but have lived it for a time. It felt like I was speaking the things that you're not supposed to speak. And in a certain sense, I was. But what I've really realized in this journey is that it's like your eyes are open, actually. It turns out I wasn't really hitting the third rail. Every Republican candidate running for president is perfectly comfortable saying that, you know, women shouldn't be competing with men in swimming competitions or forced to compete with men in swimming competitions. And I believe that, too. But it turns out we all agree on that. And then what we end up having is this pissing contest of who's more anti-woke, exhibiting more outrage about such a thing. The real third rail, I'll tell you what it is. It's foreign policy. Right. And so I come out here, I reject the neocon vision of the last 25 years, the vision of liberal hegemony, that it's the job of the United States to fight somebody else's war halfway around the world when we should be protecting our own citizens here at home. I'm a George Washington America First conservative. That's a positive American nationalist vision. And what I realized actually was that while I thought I was hitting, well, I thought I was actually taking great personal risk and hitting the third rail on the woke issues and otherwise, and, you know, I did take serious personal risks based on the world that I was in. Much of the conservative or at least Republican, traditional mainstream Republican ecosystem embraced me for that. But it's really when I started talking about America First principles in foreign policy, and these are my views, to believe that my sole obligation is to advance the interests of citizens here in the homeland, to protect American lives, not to protect some other separate interest. That's really when I realized that, no, it wasn't the woke stuff. That was easy by comparison. These are the issues that really hit the
exactly.
nerve of mainstream in both parties.
You hit right at the core. So you've committed the crime Donald Trump committed in that he made it about America First and about peace. And look at the peace we got for 4 years. And look, it's like a switch got thrown with O'Biden. And now we're living on the edge of World War III.
We are marching our way into World War III by the day. And I'm genuinely worried. I mean, some of these people, corrupt politicians in both parties, stand to make money as we march our way into war. I mean, Biden's version of this is simple. His son was paid $5 million by Burisma to sit on their board, a guy who has no qualifications to work at a local gas station or a fast food chain, let alone to sit on the board of an energy company abroad. And yet this is a guy who has made $5 million or more, for all we know, but at least $5 million from doing it. Do you think it's an accident that they're now sending hundreds of billions of dollars of our taxpayer money to fund a war with that same country? Now, people will say, are you some sort of sympathizer with Russia or Putin? Forget that. I wouldn't trust Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is he's a craven dictator. There's no doubt about it. But just because Putin is bad does not mean that Ukraine is good. And I think that that's the trap that they've lulled the American people into accepting, forgetting the fact that Ukraine is a country that has banned 11 opposition parties. It has consolidated all of its media into one state TV media arm. You know, interesting, there's a discussion to have in America.
And now they're openly saying outright ban the Orthodox Church that predates even Russian culture, the oldest institution in Ukraine.
It's anti-Christian, fundamentally. And so the irony is, you think about Christian engagement in other parts of the world, look at Ukraine, that's hostile to Christians in its own country. By the way, it says it won't hold its elections this year unless the U.S. forks over more money. And the regions that are occupied in eastern Ukraine, they are Russian-speaking regions, right? These are regions that the majority of people who live there don't even view themselves as part of Ukraine, and also regions that haven't been represented in the Ukrainian parliament for the better part of a decade.
Well, that's right. Vivek, we got to go to break. Stay right there. Okay. Really honored to have you. Amazing. I want to get more into how do we stop World War III, but I want to also just get into Israel and Hamas and then this mass shooting in Maine. And it doesn't seem like it's happened. Things are burning down. The inflation, all of it. Vivek Ramaswamy is our guest.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans,
the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, he is the number two guy right behind Trump, hands down. And if they put Trump in prison or kill him, it'll be Vivek, probably the nominee, or maybe he'll surpass Trump. Obviously, I went back and researched him. I've seen him in the last few years really do a crash course in awakening, as he just said. I think he's a great guy, and that's why the establishment's been attacking him. But you were finishing up on how to avoid nuclear World War III. Then I know you're front and center about these super PACs and how they control the parties in your fight against them. Please continue.
Yeah, so on Russia-Ukraine, it's pretty simple. do a simple peace deal that's reasonable, okay, that says the Russian-speaking regions that are already occupied, we're not going to fight a war with a major nuclear power in the form of Russia over that region. They get that deal. They also get a hard commitment that NATO doesn't admit Ukraine to NATO. NATO's been a disaster. We should have said that up front. We probably could have avoided this war, but say it now. But in return, we require that Putin exit his military alliance with China. The Russia-China military alliance, that's what worries me. And we are pushing Russia further into China's arms because of these disastrous policies we've adopted with NATO and arming Ukraine to the teeth. And that's a disaster. $200 billion of our own money and resources going to fund this war. It's wrong. So my foreign policy, Alex, is pretty simple. Avoid World War III. Declare independence from China, period. And then secure this homeland. Cyber defenses, border defenses, missile defenses. In fact, people don't pay attention to this one. Super EMP defenses, electromagnetic pulse attacks that we could be vulnerable to that take out our electric grid in a matter of days. Nobody's talked about that. We're as vulnerable as we've ever been.
In fact, that's our Achilles heel, according to all the experts. And we're talking a $2 billion, $3 billion fix. There's no backups. There's no shielding. An enemy could do it or a solar flare could do it. And the estimates are 90% die within 1 year if the power grid was knocked out. I mean, this is the Achilles heel.
And nobody's talking about neither party. Well, we're forking over hundreds of billions of dollars to somebody else's war halfway around the world that makes Joe Biden rich, and you got politicians of the Republican Party. They get rich off these foreign wars, too. And part of what I see in this race is you got George Bush and Dick Cheney took us into wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. $6.5 trillion spent. Thousands of American lives sacrificed. I'm going to put an end to that nonsense, but we got Dick Cheney 2.0. That's basically the Republican primary, minus me and Trump in this race, who are the only two America First candidates. Now, you know, I'm of the next generation, and I think that's what it's going to take to lead us forward. I've got fresh legs, but we've got to talk about that's a separate point. It's Dick Cheney 2.0 in the modern Republican Party that they're trying to bring back, and that doesn't advance the American interest, and they're marching us into World War III while a bunch of people get to buy bigger houses in the Republican Party along with it. And it's shameful corruption that's actually tainted our system.
And that leads us right into the super PACs and how all the other candidates, other than you and Trump, just regurgitate the talking points, and it just goes on and on. And what good is their money if we're in a nuclear hellscape? So you've really seen this from the inside and been attacked by it. What's your critique of the PACs?
So here's my critique is we have a system that says $3,300 is the maximum you can give in a primary and in a general. So $6,600 is the max you can give. That's a lot of money, but you're not going to buy a candidate for U.S. president with that sum. And that's a good thing. But it turns out, Alex, that's a lie. It is a farce. Almost all of the money that's being spent during this campaign season is being spent by the super PACs. We have people writing multi-million dollar checks, sometimes tens. Soon it'll be hundreds of millions of dollars that one individual can give to one of these candidates. And so that turns these candidates into their puppets. It's like a law of nature. It's like as the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, every one of these Republican politicians, Democrats too, dance to the tune of their biggest donor. Now, in my case, that biggest donor is me, and I'm going to keep it that way because that's part of how we declare independence from this corrupt system. Then you've got other candidates like Nikki Haley, for example. I mean, she has made a career out of making money off of her time in government. Joins the board of Boeing after years of doing special favors for Boeing as South Carolina's governor. Short stint at the UN. Exploit government connections to start a family military contracting business with undisclosed clients. So these people will send your kids to war and they will laugh making money as they do it so they can buy a bigger house. That's corrupt. It's wrong. And somebody's foreign, she brags about her foreign policy experience. It shows in her bank account. But it exists, my point, in Joe Biden and the Biden crime family. It exists in the Republican Party, too. And that's why I don't care about partisan politics. It's corruption on both sides of the aisle. So I would put an end to super PACs. I would say that if you have worked in the government, you can't lobby the government for at least 10 years until you've left that government. You shouldn't be able to sit on the board of a company that you regulated. Think about the last head of the FDA now sitting on the board of Pfizer. Pathetic. So these are basic rules of the road. If you're working in Congress or working at a regulator, you shouldn't be able to trade individual stocks.
Well, sure. I mean, we don't let foreign governments, at least they do now, but it's illegal, by our politicians. Well, a corporation that's multinational is just as dangerous as a foreign government, especially when it's BlackRock, so out of China. But I want to talk about big picture here.
Yep.
You surge from nowhere to the number two position in a field of, what, 10 people or whatever it is, or maybe bigger, because people are ready for something new, and they can tell you're smart, and you are saying the things that they believe and they stand for, and they are the constituents, they are the voters. But look at Javier Milei. Look at all these others.
Yep.
Look at Bolsonaro. They're set to win elections. You know, he's in a runoff right now. They indict him for saying the socialists and communists have devalued the currency. Well, they have. He's not the one that devalued it. So that's why a lot of other Republicans aren't willing to have courage like you or Trump, is because I have no doubt that if Trump dies of a heart attack tomorrow, God forbid, or has a stroke, or his plane blows up, they assassinate him, that you will catapult into the number one position, and that they will then indict you. I mean, Vivek, you're a smart guy. Everybody knows that. I mean, you've had to have thought about the reason the Republicans sit there and go with this establishment is they're cowards.
You know, they are a bunch of cowards, and they're bought and paid for, which is really the travesty in this. And some of the things you said, I don't want those bad things to happen. I mean, I want to convince the people of this country through the front door, but I respect the heck out of Trump and his national service to this country, and I will respect his legacy more than anybody else will. It irritates the heck out of me to see the other candidates who have licked his feet for special favors that they tried to get from him, now criticizing him and Monday morning quarterbacking him. That's wrong because they're allergic to the America First movement. That's why. These people want to go back to the Dick Cheney old worldview because they're donor masters. That's exactly how they make money. But I reject that vision. So for me, yes, if you're going to go after the swamp, is the swamp going to strike back? Absolutely. They already are. If you're going to go after America First foreign policy, is the military-industrial complex going to be upset about that and strike back? Yes, they will. But if you're guided by your sense of purpose, and I really mean that, I think God put each of us here for a purpose. We're here to pursue it. Well, you know what? I don't think anything's going to stop us. And this country has given me and my family more than we could have ever wished for or imagined. Right? My parents came here with no money. I couldn't have wished for another thing in this country. We've raised two young sons. My wife is living her version of the American dream. She's a surgeon saving lives every day at Ohio State Hospital here in Ohio. The question is, how do we give back to this country? And so, yes, my view is it's going to take somebody coming from the outside with fresh legs from the next generation to take our America First movement to the next
level. No, I totally agree.
So that's why I'm in this.
Totally. And that's why I brought up Javier Milei.
He's great.
And the rest of it is people are hungry for young, smart people. We don't care what color they are. We care that they believe in the country and believe in humanity and don't want to be part of this predator class. And so obviously you don't want to climb over the dead body of Trump. But I really respect Tucker Carlson's view, and I've had the same view, and so does Jack Posobiec. One way or another, they're not, I mean, I believe will blow his airplane up. And I'm not trying to be a prophet here and say it's going to happen. I can just see the trajectory and the escalation of the deep state, and I'm just simply being honest here, not trying to be macabre. You're a smart guy. You've thought this through. You said, yes, I have. As soon as they're done destroying him, they're going to move on to you. And I think the viewers and listeners need to realize that this is serious. They already sent a guy, clearly with all these weapons and the rest of it, to RFK's event, and they won't give him Secret Service protection. So I just want viewers to recognize you are a man in the arena that Teddy Roosevelt talked about. It. I admire that. So you asked the question. I see you all over TV. Why are they cowards? And I think the final equation is...
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bae.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bae.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bae.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
Z
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Then in year two, we start passing actually good laws going through Congress.
And by the way, that's why they're so scared. That's why they're so scared of Trump getting back in, because he now understands what we now understand in hindsight. And the deep state is unpopular. It's unconstitutional. 90% of people don't like the things it's pushing. And so as long as we just cut the heads off nonviolently but remove them, they have no more power. But that's why they're so insecure, because they realize how tenuous their hold is. We had a 1776 revolution. India had one, and people went through hell to do it. So many other revolutions. We can do this so peacefully if we just get a good president in that understands. In the time we have, there's so many other issues I could raise, but closing comments to our audience, Vivek.
I'd say, look, Donald Trump, he rolled that log over. We saw what crawled out. I am bringing the pesticide, all right? And so if I'm in that office, I will take him as my most valued mentor and advisor, but it's going to be all of us playing our role to clean this up. And the last thing I'll say, this is maybe a bridge to a future conversation, the swamp doesn't just exist in the government. It exists in our other institutions, in the private sector, too. So it is this government industrial complex.
That's where I was going. That was my last question. What I forgot to ask it. The censorship, I mean, Professor Epstein, they're documenting. They're already stealing it again right now with the controls, not at the ballot box, but with big tech blocking news, blocking stories. The Hunter laptops, iconic and an example of that archetypal, but obviously, you having the courage to have me on, that's a symbol of we don't all agree with things, but let everybody get to speak, as Bill Maher says. Yep. Can you speak to the First Amendment and the censorship?
So So I'm a free speech absolutist. That's what this country was founded on. Even speech I disagree with from the other side, I will always stand for their right to say it. That's what it means to be an American. But what the government's doing today is they're using these tech companies to censor speech through the back door that government could not censor through the front door under the Constitution. They're threatening companies to say, if you don't take this down, then we're going to regulate you or break you up. Well, guess what? That's a violation of the Constitution. If it is state action in disguise, the Constitution still applies, period. So I swear an oath as the next president to the U.S. Constitution will put an end to those behaviors. And here's what I'm going to do. Anytime a government official has pressured a private actor over the last 10 years to take action that the government actor couldn't take directly, we're going to publish it for the whole public to see. Elon Musk did a version of that at Twitter with one company. We're going to do that across the board. We're going to see how ugly this problem really is. And then that's unconstitutional behavior right there. So I'll swear an oath to the Constitution. I intend to keep it. That's exactly how we start with free speech and open debate in this country. And I say this to people on the right as well, right? I mean, you've got certain people saying on college campuses, you know, we have to ban speech that's anti-Israel. You see Ron DeSantis just apparently instructed Florida universities to say that they have to disband certain student groups. Now, my view is I think these student groups are insane, being pro-Palestinian or whatever they're saying. They're saying some nonsense, but I preach this left, right, it doesn't matter. I'm a free speech absolutist. You can't ban speech you don't like. That's what it means to be an American. And for me, it's one thing if you're a political partisan and you're just doing what's popular that day. It's another if you're actually grounded in principle. So I'll preach this to the left. I'll preach it to the Republican Party or anybody else. Free speech is the American way. And if you tell people they can't speak, that is when they scream. If you tell people they can't scream, that is when they tear things down. So in some ways, free speech is a precondition for peace in this country.
Well, that's right. JFK
said... And I'm keen
to
make sure that we do this correctly.
I totally agree. JFK, when he was president, I'll butcher it, but he said, those that make peaceful demonstration impossible make violent revolution inevitable. And that's where we are. And when I first saw you come on the scene, I read your book years ago and knew who you were and saw what you were saying. But when you first showed up on the scene and your numbers, you know, were just in a few digits, I said, man, this is the smartest guy out there. This is really exciting. And I said, regardless of whether he wins or not, he's doing an invaluable service of educating people, and maybe he gets elected president down the road. But now, because of all the factors, you have a real shot at it. People should go to your site. They should check it out. Vivek, that's V-I-V-E-K 2024.com, Vivek2024.com, and follow you on Twitter. Thank you so much. We look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Appreciate
wow. It. Thank you, sir. Real guy, folks. They absolutely hate him. They're coming after him, and yeah, that's what's going on here. So we are very, very excited to be talking to him and having him on air. That's what it's all about, is to have a wider open discussion and wider open debate. So I look forward to speaking to Vivek again in the near future. Now, the next clip I'm going to go to is so important that I don't even have words to describe it. I couldn't sleep last night, got out of bed. I went to bed at like 10 o'clock, about 11. I just said, I can't sleep. So that only happens every once in a while. But I went down to the computer, and I spent like 3 hours just doing research and, you know, doing what I do. And I came across the six-minute clip I'm about to play. And then I ended up watching like an hour of the actual testimony. And, man, the fact that the federal government, and he's right, they've got like 7-8 years of reports. But the last Senate report before Obama left office admitted hundreds of thousands of children smuggled in, tens of thousands of sex slavery. And since then, it's 400 plus thousand, 80-something thousand. They don't even know where they're at. I mean, think about that. One child's missing. It's a big deal. And it should be. And he's talking to the head of the program, and they're just giving excuses and going over this. And the New York Times knows this is coming out, so they're just talking about manual labor of 10-year-olds that don't go to school and don't get dinner and are used as slave labor. That's bad enough. No, a bunch of them are sex slaves. So if you wonder who this government is and what they stand for and who they are, this crime is so massive. How could anyone defend them or support them? So this really is the bellwether litmus test out of everything of just how out of, they're not just bringing in new voters. They are literally exploiting the living hell out of them. Here's part of the testimony.
Senator Hawley. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Marcos, can I just start with you? You testified a moment ago to Senator Butler that every child gets a Know Your Rights presentation. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Is that before or after you release them to labor traffickers?
Senator, every child that comes into our care gets a Know Your Rights presentation as well as...
Have you read these New York Times reports? These stories, the series of stories the New York Times has done on the children who are in your care, have you read them?
Yes, I have.
Right, have you read that
right
children
here.
Are...
It's not the crew's fault, it's my fault. It's a 6.5-minute clip, and I went to it too late, and you got to watch the whole clip. Again, I watched over an hour of the testimony, and the most sickening part is I usually fast-forward to the Democrats, but I didn't last night. And it went on for like 4 hours, but I watched over an hour of it. They are defending the human smuggling of children, and there's no way. In fact, I need like 20 minutes to cover this because I need to start and stop this. And I know we've got a fourth-hour guest host. Who do we got today? Royce White's a great guest. I don't want to take away from him. Maybe tomorrow I should start the show with this. I mean, this 6.5-minute clip is just She's like, yeah, there's 400,000 kids we just brought in. Yeah, we handed them over to people who don't know who they are. Can you call them? Well, not most of them. 89,000 or 87,000 are just completely gone. They don't even know where they're at. Yeah, it's true. And then he reads transcripts of meetings with the head of the program where they're like, we want them faster. We don't want any record. Remember what Biden did 3 months ago? He stopped the $100-something test that only takes like 5 hours to do, and they can tell if somebody is an uncle, a dad, a mom, a cousin, a third cousin. That's how good it is. They can do a genetic test. It's like a paternity test, but it's a family test. So, like, hey, you don't look like their dad, or you got these drugged-out kids that are on fentanyl, you know, a two-year-old, a five-year-old. They're passed out. You got them wrapped up in sleeping bags with ropes tying them up. And this is every day, some thousands just surging. And they're like, do you keep trying? No, we just let them have them. I mean, the government's gone, folks. And we're gone if we don't get funds to keep this operation on air. Don't make me prove it by us shutting down. If you fund us, we're not going anywhere. Plus, we got great products you need. So I told you the other sale was going to end. It's over. But BrainForce Ultra, that's different than BrainForce Plus. They're two different nootropics. It's like apples and oranges or pineapples and watermelons. It's two different deals. BrainForce Ultra hits really quick, and then it dissipates in about 2 to 4 hours. That way if I got to stay up late, I'm exhausted, and coffee doesn't work. Once I'm at night, it makes me sleepy, actually. I can be at 9 o'clock, I do a show at like 11 for an hour, boom, hit this, totally clean, go to bed in 3-4 hours. It's 60% off. BrainForce Ultra is a fan favorite. Immune support, so important going into the fall and winter to get that. Organic green fiber, so good. All of these trace elements and amino acids that, and anti-cancer stuff just flushes you out. So 60% off BrainForce Ultra. Immune support, 50% off. Organic green fiber, 50% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, 40% off. Down and out sleep support, amazing, 40% off. Whole food multivitamin, 40% off. And Super Female Vitality, which works on males. We're out of the male. It's the same formula. They just put a pink label on it. So if you like Super Female Vitality for libido, stamina, energy, and a fun operation, Super Female Vitality, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And my books now shipping, signed and unsigned. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.